Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for this Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest updates on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're starting with a top story that's causing a ripple in the superannuation sector. Senate Economics Legislation Committee recently had an enlightening session with David Hartley, former Chief Investment Officer of Sun Super. Hartley voiced serious concerns about the impact superannuation policies are having on housing prices. Since 2007, super funds have been allowed to borrow for property investments, causing suspicions of an inflated housing market. Hartley proposed an interesting fix, a capital gains tax at retirement, to correct this tax loophole. It's a crucial task for policymakers currently, to strike a balance between superannuation incentives and a stable housing market. Moving on, we've got an intriguing market analysis story. An in-depth study revealed that investors could potentially be missing golden chances to tweak their investment strategies due to changing economic conditions. Prolonged days of comfortable trends like low inflation and interest rates are seemingly coming to an end. Take a cue from Eric Morais, an investment specialist who emphasizes the risk of being overexposed to U.S. growth and tech stocks. His advice to weather this turning tides? Bolster your investment strategies with international diversification. Let's look into a case in the insurance world that's creating some buzz. An Australian, involved in a severe car crash, faced the denial of his insurance claim by Allianz Australia. The reason? A positive test for methamphetamine. He argued his drink was spiked, but experts backed evidence that post-crash fatigue stemmed from previous drug use. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority agreed with Allianz's verdict. This just marks a reminder: effective communication with insurances and transparent actions are key in having claims processed. Our final piece of news today involves the weather calamities that have been causing quite a havoc. Insurance Council of Australia has disclosed startling numbers, with insured losses amounting to $1.2 billion due to recent weather events, including floods and Cyclone Jasper. Around 28% of the 90,000 claims have been settled, demonstrating solid progress in recovery initiatives. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Remember to stay informed, stay safe, and keep managing your finances with the tools offered by Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more detailed information. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off for today.